Ford could receive tax breaks totaling $100 million at its Claycomo plant under an auto manufacturing bill approved by the House. Sponsor Jerry Nolte of Gladstone has high hopes the Senate will be receptive.
It's in all of our best interest, and it includes the Senate, to get a job creation and retention bill passed, and that's what the people expect. I don't think we dare walk out of this chamber a second time without passing a bill of this sort, and I would strongly urge the Senate to take it up and pass it.
That's very much in question, especially since the House added tax breaks for data storage centers and an extension of the homestead preservation tax credit to the bill. The governor's office insists the House bill rests on shaky legal ground because it exceeds a special session call issued by Governor Nixon. A pension overhaul has been approved without an independent investment board, as proposed by the Senate sponsor. The House sponsor is Jim Bebrock of Republic.
The House members that I've been visiting with are pretty much overwhelmingly opposed to the creation of a new board. I personally am also opposed to that.
Another big change, the House approved allowing new state workers to become vested in 5 years rather than 10. The bill's now moved to the Senate. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Capitol.